Here's our TSN Raptors reporter, Josh Lewenberg. How would you compare the vibe down there compared to any other playoff game you've covered over the years?
It wasn't anything like anything I've ever seen or anything that I've ever covered. I imagine Game 7 against Philadelphia back in 2001, obviously before my time as a reporter, I was a fan at that point, would have been comparable, and the shot that Vince Carter missed just in terms of the overall importance and what was at stake and all of that. But that was crazy yesterday. I mean, that's one of those moments that you're not going to forget, whether you were involved in it, watching it, covering it. You're not going to forget it. You're going to remember where you were. And even after the game, talking to guys in the room, like, these are players, as you know, that have been around a long time. This isn't a young team. You've got guys in there, Danny Green, who's won a championship and played with Hall of Famers, and Kawhi for his entire career. Serge Ibaka, who's played with KD and Harden and Westbrook, and they all basically said the same thing. They had never seen anything like that. So it was a lot of fun, and obviously in the context of this Raptors team, how important that game was last night and how important this run is overall, that was the biggest moment in franchise history.
Do you think about how different your day would have gone, Josh, if they lost that ball game? I mean, we'd be breaking down what's going to happen with Kawhi, where is this team going, doing the post-mortem. Do you care about that type of stuff, or you're just whatever comes out your plate, you got to deal with it?
Well, I was starting to feel a little bit bad. All these people were reaching out, trying to see what my schedule was today for radio or for whatever else, and I had to tell everybody, like, my schedule today was very much dependent on whatever the result was yesterday. So, I mean, it's just the reality of this time of the year, I guess. You play it by ear and take it, I hate to say day by day, but it really is. You don't know what's going to happen. It's impossible to plan your life. I had to come home yesterday at 1 a.m. and watch Game of Thrones. I had to get that in there before going to bed.
Absolutely. Great episode. Spectacular episode.
So it was
episode.
Great?
I thought it's high theater, man.
It paled into comparison to what I had just seen live in person, though.
Yeah,
obviously.
I guess so,
but,
man.
But see, that's why I didn't watch it, but people were...
Khaleesi was
tracking
on fire.
That people were like, what the hell's going on? And they were disappointed. So maybe I'm wrong.
Everyone's disappointed.
It wasn't great.
Yeah, see, I've been fine with it. It doesn't matter. We'll talk off the air. Josh, you and I, we'll get into it.
But okay.
I think the season's been pretty decent. It's been high drama, high theater. It's been more Hollywood
as
opposed to kind of, you know, dialogue-driven,
okay,
et cetera.
Fair enough.
Yeah, I think, you know, last night, that was a narrative crusher. That Kawhi supplied this organization and moreover the fan base because of the parallels with 2001 and Vince with that shot and getting it off. He was on the other side of the court, but it was eerily similar, like fading away, coming off a timeout and 4.2 left on the clock. That number will live in, you know, it'll live forever in Toronto sports, like 4.2 on the clock. Everyone will remember that. Gasol right to Kawhi, and it just, it
kind
immediately,
of a weird play. Like, just it was run for your life.
Basically, Nick Nurse, like, is that your understanding, Josh? Was that the play? Like, just get it to Kawhi and let him do whatever he can to get a shot off?
Yeah, I mean, that's essentially the play whenever the Raptors are in those situations, is give Kawhi the ball, try and get him the best look as you can. I mean, usually you want to try and get him on a switch in a mismatch. In this case, they got the switch, or at least Kawhi drove past Ben Simmons, but the guy that he ended up switching onto or facing onto was a 7-footer who just so happens to be one of the best defenders in the NBA. And this is the second time now where we've seen Kawhi hit a big shot over Embiid at the end of a game in this series. It's incredible. I mean, at one point I tweeted this out. It was about midway through the series. Kawhi had only missed two of his first 21 wide open shots in the series. So he was essentially automatic when he was given any kind of space, but to hit some of the tough contested shots that he hit in this series, I mean, man, not only obviously we're talking about the way that he capped this thing off, the historic shot, the historic moment, but this was a historic series pretty much from start to finish for Kawhi.
With Josh Lewenberg, our TSN Raptors reporter, now you head to Milwaukee, and they're in Milwaukee on Wednesday night, and the Bucks have caused them some real issues this year. Milwaukee's been the most consistent, best team in the NBA all year. You can debate whether or not they're actually better than Golden State, especially with a healthy Durant, but the numbers are the numbers. Top five offensively, top five defensively, and as great as Kawhi is, Giannis might be better. How do they push this series deep, and how do they find a way to actually beat Milwaukee?
The rest versus rust thing is really interesting to me, and it feels like we've had this debate a million times over the last few years with all the Cavaliers series where LeBron would be chilling for like a week, spending time in Miami and vacationing before the Raptors would move on to face him. And now that's the case with Milwaukee too. They'll have essentially a week off before game one. Even the games that they've played in these playoffs haven't been very taxing. I think I just saw eight of the nine games they've played have been decided by double figures, including the one game they lost and including all four games that they won in the sweep against Detroit. So Giannis has played like a hair over 30 minutes a game. Kawhi and Kyle have both logged a ton of minutes in comparison. So I think on the surface that would seem to be an advantage for Milwaukee, but the other end of the spectrum is you've got the Raptors who have been through a grind here. They've been battle-tested. They've faced adversity in the playoffs, and they've had to overcome adversity. So maybe that better prepares them for what they're about to face. And I guess off of that preparation, experience, I think, helps the Raptors prepare for this series as well in a way that Milwaukee can't possibly prepare for it. Milwaukee's really good. To your point, Brian, they've earned the right to have home court advantage in this series. They've earned the right to be favorites in this series, and they are the favorites, but they haven't been here before. We don't know how they're going to hold up against the pressure and the high-intensity moments in a conference finals. None of their starters have ever been in the conference finals, whereas between the five Raptors starters, they've been in 10 conference finals. So I really think that plays a factor. Maybe Milwaukee is just so good that it doesn't matter, but I think generally when you look at NBA history and what we've seen every year at this time of the year is that it's really hard to skip steps. Generally, you take incremental steps, you grow, you build, you get a little bit better each year. As we've basically seen with this Raptors team over the years, it's really tough to go from a team that just barely squeezes into the playoffs, that doesn't even win a round, to then going to the NBA Finals. Maybe they do it, but I don't think we've seen very many teams in NBA history to be able to do that without going out and signing like a LeBron James, Chris Bosh type player.
Always appreciate the time, buddy. We'll do it again throughout the third round, and safe travels down in Milwaukee. It was a fun one last night. Great stuff as always.
All right, guys. Take care.
There's Josh Lewenberg, our TSN Raptors reporter.
Very sought after, Josh Lewenberg.
I was just going to say that. We're lucky to get Josh on.